Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So what's happening to the owner of All About Food? What's happening, Sean Wolf?
How's it, Ari? How are you doing today?
Very, very good. I don't know if I've eaten as well as you might have, because I'm just not this big foodie, bro.
Well, it's, you know, it's, there's lots of, everybody's a foodie.
Okay.
Everybody thinks that, they know food and what they put in their mouth is, you know, that's right. And if it tastes good to them, then I guess you're the foodie and you know what, you like and you know what's right.
I'm glad you said that because for some reason, there's a lot of pretense associated with food or, you know, there has been in the past. Where, you know, people associate certain foods with certain lifestyles and so on and so forth. But if it just tastes good and you like it, that's okay. Like, everyone always mocks me for eating margarita pizzas and not putting toppings, but I just like margarita pizzas. It's just what I dig.
I dig a margarita. Maybe with a bit of Ava on.
Okay. Too adventurous, bro. Too bold for me.
But I think that's the amazing thing about food. And I think what TV and MasterChefs and all of these things have done to food is that people have really kind of expanded their horizon and what you like and what other people like is totally different and totally okay. So if me and you like two different red wines, who's right? Am I right because mine's a more expensive brand or are you right? You know, I mean, if there was, then I guess it would be only one kind of wine, if you
absolutely
want to say.
It's how it tastes to you. It's what makes us unique and individual as human beings. We got to talk about a healthier relationship with food, though. I mean, we've been joking for the whole show now about the fact that producer Kat used to be overweight. I'm going to post up the picture just after six.
You're looking for trouble. You realize that.
No, but a good relationship with food, because some people have really bad relationships with food. Food for them is a negative thing. It is something that is impacting their life in a bad way because they've got a bad relationship with the food. They're eating too much of it or they're eating stuff that's unhealthy and it's impacting their social relationships. For you, what is a good relationship with food? And I mean, that also includes how your relationship with food is.
Well, that it's a big question that, in a, you know, to put into a few words, but you know, I think, As a chef and somebody who's also got diabetes and somebody who loves food, I think I've taken personally quite a different journey with food and how food actually affects my body. And I have my own kind of maybe ways to still eat well and eat the foods that I like, but not always eat, if what we say is unhealthy, you know, not always eating a pizza or pasta. So a lot of my relationship with food is, it's actually quite a tricky one, especially when you love food and you love eating everything and you want to taste everything. So I've kind of, for me, I've learned to eat smaller portions. That's kind of been my trick with a lot of things and eating a lot of veggies. You know, I've done the banting, I've done, you know, eating too much protein, and then protein actually just turns into a carbohydrate, which turns into sugar. So too much of that is also not great. So I think, a lot of our food is just the balance. You know, we always hear the balance and it's not the easiest thing to have. I think there's a lot of temptation out there. But I think, you know, there's the idea that the way the French eat in a way of that, they always eat small portions.
Yeah. And they always share desserts.
I don't know.
No, that's what I've heard. They're always sharing desserts, which is a good thing. But yeah, it is this, and you know what it is? It's so personal between different people. How do you though channel, you know, making logical food choices versus emotive food choices? Or is it okay to make emotional food choices? I mean, I know for me, if I'm stressed out, it's basically a half a liter of Coca-Cola and like a bar one, but like the large one. And then I feel better. And then I feel shit again. But then I felt better for like that second at the garage when I was getting it.
Totally.
So it's pretty emotional, but I don't mind that, you know, my relationship is sometimes emotional and sometimes logical.
Well, I guess it's, what is your goal?
Yeah.
You know, what are you trying to get out of your food? What are you caring about your body? Like, what is your major outcome? And, you know, if to you, you're trying to keep healthy or you want to keep healthy and you know, and you've just said it, that you're going to have you have this great sugar high quickly, but then you're going to go downhill.
Mm.
So you also have to think about the bigger picture in that. And, sometimes it's okay. You know, I think sometimes having those things are great, but also being conscious that is actually not going to help where you're actually going with food. And it's the same thing if have a hangover the next day and, it's like, what do you feel like? Something really greasy.
Exactly.
You know, but it's been proven that, you know, greasy foods actually just makes it worse.
Hmm.
Just makes you heavier. But while you're having it, I guess it's really tasty. It's something you know, and I think it's a lot of food is about kind of where you come from and, you know, and what's comfort food for you. You know, I mean, chips. Fried chips. I mean,
it's associated with, well, it's, I mean, and Natalie Matt speaks about this quite a bit when she's on the show, and I know she's a friend of yours, that it's associated with when you were a kid and your cake is birthday celebration. So instantaneously you connect sugar with celebration. So whenever you're celebrating, you instantaneously think, oh, well, then there must be cake, therefore, because it's how you were raised.
It's like carrying the ice cream truck.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You want the ice cream.
You want an ice cream.
Where I think it gets interesting for a guy like you, who has the job of catering so many different events and so on and so forth, which is what you do over at All About Food, is predicting what is going to serve the people in that experience, in that space and time, in the best possible way. And what's going to enhance that experience the most? And then, I mean, do you sugar them up so that when they leave, they're sad, but they associate what's happened with like being happy? How do you go about preparing a menu and predicting what food is best going to complement the human experience that's being had in that space and time?
I guess it's the variety that you give in a meal. When you're dealing with large groups of people, 100 people, 200 people, 1,000 people. It's so much harder to kind of figure out what is everybody wants. You know, it's not like everybody can place their order and you're going to be a restaurant for that day and just produce exactly what they want. So the trick for us is actually giving people variety and allowing them to choose. You know, we can't really control what people eat or what they want to do. But at least if we can give them options to eat healthy, or there's that option there, then they can make that choice. So, you know, a lot of what we do is directed by our clients and what they tell us to do.
But do they even know? I mean, when it comes to food, wouldn't you guys know better?
Well, we'd like to think we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we suggest to clients, you know, to say, you know, if you're going to have pasta at lunch, and you having a conference and you're doing all starchy things, I mean, if people are going to have this great boost of energy and then they're going to just drop. I mean, everybody knows that when you have an awesome pasta, you're exhausted afterwards. Mm. You just want to go lie down, watch TV, lie on the couch. You can't really concentrate. So we do our best to guide clients, but at the same time, we also a catering company and we do it what our clients want. When I've done TEDx, stuff in the past, they were great people to deal with in a sense of they would trust us to feed people what would actually just keep people really awake.
Yeah.
And that's what's key. You know, and it's unfortunate that a lot of people still want a like huge carb lunch.
Do you think that you know, people underestimate how big a role food plays in productivity and in how your day goes? I mean, it's something we're all conscious of. So like, you know that if you eat something for breakfast, by 10 o'clock you're going to be tired or you're going to be great depending on what you had for breakfast. Do you think though that we pay enough, you know, cred and give enough credence to really considering what it is that's going into our mouths, just as an overall society and how it's impacting our lives.
If you think, how quickly do you eat?
Wait, so with my laptop in my one hand and a bowl in the other one.
Exactly. And I'd like to say that I'm always this conscious person who eats, you know, sits down and slowly cuts my food and, you know, chews it. And, you know, like I've heard people say count to 100 or I don't know what.
It's not even accounting to five. Yeah.
You know, it's also our lifestyle. And it's sometimes us moving to a consciousness that's saying, well, it's 15 minutes. Like, let's look after ourselves. But we do get into this. Our lives, I think Johannesburg is just this crazy, busy place. And we're all just out there working and doing. And
do you think we need to really, do you think we would be more productive, though, if we just sat and spent 15 minutes on a meal and focused on the meal? Do you think it would impact positively?
I think so. It's like actually having a half an hour break and letting your brain, you know, just relax. And it's also maybe, you know, if you're in a great office environment and everybody's just having a little bit of a chat that's not about work, and there's a bit of a laugh, and everybody's having a bit of a good time. And then, you know, it's like, it's a break. It's a change. It's a change of mindset. It's just a change, and that's where I think change and shifts and things happen. So if you keep on carrying on the whole day, just doing this thing, you're not shifting and you're not allowing your brain to kind of, well, you're not letting it relax. I mean, it's the same with sleep. The more you read about sleep, the more you find out that when you do get a good 8 hours sleep, your brain, while you're sleeping, is processing everything you dealt with that the previous day. And
it's important stuff.
So yes, I think, you know, and I think it would be amazing if we did actually take, maybe we should all leave our desk, because I also eat at my desk. I'd like to say it's
exempt, but you're doing it as well.
I do it as well. I get busy and it's like, okay, well, I'm hungry and I can feel I'm starting to get a headache and I better eat something.
I mean, you're giving us a lot of food for thought, yeah. See what I did there? Yeah,
very good. Well done, Ari.
But we're running out of time here. So I got to get from you the takeaway in terms of what is it that people should try and inject into their every single day lives that is going to give them a more fulfilling relationship with food and a more empowering relationship with food.
I guess it would be, when you're eating, be conscious about what you're eating and be eating. So, you know, if you're running on a treadmill, you're running on a treadmill and that's what you're doing. So it would be great if you maybe shut your laptop. I mean, maybe it's a nice thing to listen to music because it would be something that could chill you and just actually be conscious about what goes in your mouth. What are the textures? Maybe that's it, you know, just being really conscious about what are the tastes in your mouth? Where are you tasting it? Is it in the front of your mouth? Is it the back? You know, what are the smells? You know, is this the texture you really enjoy?
I'm going to try, bro. I can't guarantee anything, but I'm going to try. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. That's a Sean Wolf there from All About Food with a little bit of Monday motivation in terms of improving your relationship with food. Sean, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Ari. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.